Okay, so I'm kind of seeing this guy, and he is one of those guys who is super nice, and you think maybe he's too nice, but maybe that's a good thing, but maybe not. So, one of those guys. And he tells me he has this really big secret, and I like secrets because I'm really good at keeping them. Sometimes that's because I forget, but usually I remember. I used to have a diary that I wrote them down in, so I didn't need to remember because diaries are like memory books. So anyway, he says, "Babe, I want you to own my cock," which I tell him is illegal because this president guy with a hat told everyone during the Vietnamese War that you can't own people in this thing called the Emancipation Promenade, which I think might also be where the word prom comes from, which wouldn't even surprise me because history has all kinds of things like that. So he tells me it is legal because of this thing called chastity. Which now I'm like getting really upset because in high school, my best friend was named Chastity and we both liked the same guy. And she totally asked him to the Sally Hopkins dance, which is when only the girls can ask people, and because it's named for the first woman to fly a plane or something like that. See, more history. It's important. So I didn't talk to Chastity for like 3 months, but it turned out the guy was a creeper and was cheating on her and everything. But it basically put a real raft in our relationship. So I was like, we have to call it something else. And he was like, okay. So that was good. So he says I can be like a key holder, but I didn't know what that was. So he shows me these big metal cage things that look like they are really old, like from the Lord of the Rings. They have these big locks too, with big gross keys. Not cute. So I don't like that at all. Big metal gross things. So I tell him, no way. Then he shows me these plastic ones, which are like clear so you can see everything but not like touch it or something. And that is okay, but I don't understand like what I'm supposed to do with that. So he tells me I should tease him, which is like super fun. So I like that too. And I'm apparently really good at it because sometimes I do it and I don't even know. So I'm probably a natural tease person. And he tells me I can even take it off because I will have the key, and then I can do whatever I want and then put it back on him again. That might be fine for a chastity person, but I am going to be a key holder person, and if I take it off, then I am not a key holder person anymore. So dumb. I wonder if he even understands how this is supposed to work. He says he does, so that makes me feel better. Then he shows me a pink plastic one, which is actually super cute, and I decide I want him to get that one. He says it is really small and stuff, but then I explain to him about high heels and how we have to wear them because of how they look, and sometimes they hurt our feet, but we do it because if you see a pair of shoes that look super cute, you have to buy them. Like, you have to. And he says it is different because it's a penis and not feet, but I think they are almost exactly the same. Because guys think their penis is like the most important thing ever, and that is also how I feel about shoes. So, samesies. He says no, so I call my friend Tiffany and she totally agrees. I also tell her about the whole key holder thing and she also thinks that it has to be super cute too. And she tells me she got these new shoes that I have to see. So it's like shoes, but for a penis. So if it's like shoes, it means that you don't get to take it off just because it hurts or something, right? So we get the little pink penis shoe cage, which by the way, looks really good. I send Tiffany pictures and she wants one now too, which is like totally copying me, but whatever. When we put it on and do the little lock thing, he gives me the key and tells me that I should like wear it on a necklace or something, which is another huge problem because the key is like really big and dumb looking. So I show him this cute necklace from Tiffany's, like the super expensive jewelry place and not like my friend Tiffany's apartment or anything. And it has this lock and key and it's pretty cute. So I tell him we have to use that key, but he says it won't fit because of some stupid thing about how they make them. So instead, he gets me a box to put the ugly key in and locks it with the cute lock and gives me the cute key, which I like. I start to tease him because I want him to really understand about the shoe thing, which he totally does not understand. He tries to get hard in the cage, but it's like made to stop that, which is what he said he wants. But then he starts telling me he wants me to unlock it and let him come. So he doesn't even know what he wants, and that is why I have to be the key holder. Oh, and the locker person too. And the natural tease person. So now that is three things I have to do. So now he like starts to understand about the shoe thing a little bit. And I tell him about this one pair of shoes that I got, and they were a 7, but I wear a 7.5. And the guy tells me that they will stretch a little, but they totally didn't. But the last pair are on sale. So anyway, I wore them all night, danced in them, and walked like 5 blocks because of where we had to park. So it isn't that different. I tell him I can't let him come until he understands about the shoes. And he tells me he does. He really does. But I know he doesn't. So I decide not to give him the key. Plus, he's the one who told me he wants me to put the lock on and be a key holder and the tease person. He never said I was supposed to be an unlocker person. That sounds like a different job to me. Like, I don't even know if he has another person for that, but I don't think so because boys are dumb. But I am going to feel really stupid if he gets unlocked because, like, a key holder should have a lock, right? So if he gets an unlocker, that's like me getting fired from 2 jobs, which I hate. Still a natural tease person. So like after 2 weeks, he is like crying and stuff. Like a lot. But I still don't think he understands the shoe thing. Because I would never cry just because my feet hurt. So I think this has been a really good thing for him. I am really glad it isn't illegal too, because I am like totally a key holder now.